This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. In the last hour, we had Chris Street with us for the entire hour, putting out basically the fifth element for New California to be formed. And it's happening now. All the stack and pack housing. Well, what a bad idea that was for urbanized California, because the taxes are not going to be there for California in the future. Anyway, that was the discussion that happened. I think it was very enlightening. We got a glimpse of what's going on in the worldwide markets. And Chris Street definitely looked in his crystal ball, as he always does. We talk about that black room that he walks into with that big, white, glowing crystal ball. And he puts his hands on it and comes up with all these different... Well, he always comes up with the truth. That's about the future. There's no question about that. We have another problem, of course, and that's the COVID-19 virus out there, coronavirus, as they call it, wreaking havoc all over the world. It's just absolutely panic in Detroit time. It's just unbelievable, all the things that are going on, right? Well, you know, could it be a fraud? In my opinion, absolutely it's a fraud. Not even it could be, it is. And now all of a sudden people are starting to wake up, really. I mean, one of the things that I find interesting now, I can actually claim to be I think one, and again, I was not tested because there was no testing, and this is in the beginning of January. One of the victims of this virus, I was sicker than a dog for 3 weeks, and most people remember this. And the doctor said, stay at home. Stay at home. Don't come around us. And I was really, really sick. And, of course, you look at the symptoms of the COVID virus, it's exactly what I felt like. And one of the odd things that was really weird that came out of this is an expression that I coined, that I felt pain all within my skin. I mean, really, it was a very, very odd situation. But, you know, with a lot of help from some friends and good dieting and good doses of various medicines, I was able to pull through it. But I'll tell you, if people have this, it's serious. There's no question about it. The point is, I don't know of anybody else who's ever got it. I really don't. I don't know of anybody in my circle. And, you know, I know hundreds of people, thousands of people, and no one has come to me and said, hey, you know, so-and-so's got the COVID virus. Well, with us to straighten that out, is another person I think who's like-minded. Shocking, you'd find like-mindedness with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And of course, he's now becoming more of a regular with New California and Agenda 21 Radio. But and Leonora Cravota, who was both, they were both on last week, but I invited him on today because I think there's a lot of more hysteria than anything else going on right now. And to straighten us out, Scott, what are your thoughts on what's going on with the COVID virus?
Yeah, to your point, I don't know anybody that was tested positive. Leonora doesn't. I've asked about 30 people now total.
You've been asking on the radio.
Yeah, and I've been asking everybody, you know, and because I'm running a little bit of a study of my own, right? So
right.
I'm purposely asking this. And I would say on average, a person knows about 100 people intimately, family, friends, colleagues, you know, that kind of thing. And for the most part, there are two things that seem to be trending. And one is that nobody that I have ever talked to has any knowledge of anybody in their life that has tested positive. Now, you say you were sick and I've been sick this winter. Maybe we got it. Maybe we didn't. But we didn't go out and get a test and that test didn't say positive.
And there was no test available, by the way.
Right, that's true. But I mean, you know, to your point, the point is that we don't know anybody that's gotten tested. But yet when you hear the media, they drum it up and they hype it up like there's no tomorrow. They're hyping it up like it's just crazy land, right?
Right.
And the same thing with transgender. If you really break down the numbers of what a transgender is, especially a transgender in their teens, but they want to change the way we actually go to school and what kind of bathrooms we have at school. And, you know, this was during the Obama regime. But, you know, they would play this up and make you think that transgender was a 10-20% of society normal.
Sure.
Kind of deal. And what they're doing is they're spinning, they're gaslighting Americans into thinking things that aren't true. And then the flip side of this study that I've been doing is that there seems to be a disproportionate amount of celebrities that are getting sick from this virus and a disproportionate number of liberals, because the only people I ever hear getting sick on this stuff are liberals. And I'm beginning to think that this is more of a plandemic and a scamdemic and a pandemic that was used in such a way that I kind of think like James Woods on this, by the way, because I could read to you some tweets that he has done. But for the most part, putting this stuff out there and perpetuating it. And, you know, I wrote a tweet that talked about this to a very specifically. And it says this. It says, Democrat fear-mongering over this scamdemic plandemic, the media hype is what we're talking about, recommend that people isolate themselves, tank a once-strong Trump economy, label his campaign rallies a health risk, and push vote-by-mail to advance election fraud, all to win an election, control people, and advance a globalist agenda. And then I added, it's possible that the Chinese virus was planned by deep state partners in China with cooperation from globalists in America and Europe, using complicit fake news to control populations, cripple economies, disrupt elections, to take back power from Trump, and cover up their corruption. And then you listen to someone like a Malcolm X, who way back in the day said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing.
Yep. Yep. It's not, I would concur 100% that, and of course, what we're seeing is the offshoot of that. What's happening, in my opinion, because there's more and more people coming out with the truth now, as you dig into this, you know, would. Last week we were talking about the leader of the World Health Organization. What a sham artist he is. I mean, this guy has no credibility. He has no science background, yet he's telling everybody about this coronavirus at 4.5 or 8% death rate or something outrageous. And, of course, it wasn't that at all. And, in fact, we've had epidemiologists and virologists who study these things intensely, who work in the field, calling me, having conversations with me, saying this is all a sham. And of course, I'm, you know, not disagreeing with them. You can kind of see this, but you know, to your point, for weeks now you've been calling out and saying, who else has this, you know? And yeah. You know, nobody else has it. No one in my sphere, you know. I would, you know, I talk to hundreds of people all the time. You do too. I do the radio. No one's come forward on the radio. No one's come forward anywhere to say, oh, I'm sick with this. Yet we get everything that we see out there being staged, I guess, even Fox News getting hysterical about this. And there's no reason for the hysteria, as I can see.
You know, this guy Ken wrote to me a mean-spirited reply to what I just read to you, right, my tweets. And he said, you sound deranged. Read something, right? So this guy Ken, right?
Right.
Anyway. He basically, I responded to them and I said, watch for the anti-malaria cure to work, markets to rebound, and despite that, watch the left make false claims that Trump rallies are ahead. Watch the mortality rate of the virus go below 1%, but also watch the liberals advance the need for mail-in ballots, voting, which is the easiest way to commit voter fraud. Globalists hate Trump, pushed the Russian hoax, Ukraine hoax, tried to destroy Kavanaugh's life over his SCOTUS confirmation. Then there was Jussie Smollett's lie, Avenatti's lies, Gloria Allred's forged yearbook. You can go on and on with this, right? The Democrats will stop at nothing to gain power. The question is, what wouldn't they do to keep themselves out of prison for the lost emails, lies before Congress and Ukraine, the Clinton Foundation, Benghazi, Uranium One, and Emailgate corruption? What wouldn't they do? They wouldn't stop at anything. They would destroy Kavanaugh's life just to win a better argument on a SCOTUS seat.
Yeah. And, you know, this is you know, you ran off a litany, you know, of things that these people are actually proud of, how they fooled everybody, or at least they think they did. You know, you can only do this game so much. And, you know, we've seen an incremental rise now in the next thing, which is, of course, this pandemic or shamdemic or scamdemic, like you like to call it, which is absolutely true. It's worldwide. And, you know, a lot of these world leaders, you know, they're world leaders of a country of 1 million people. That's, you know, we're 300 million people. Hello. And yet they can come out and they can have sway in the United Nations and through their minions and join up with other countries of 1 million people and claim that there's a pandemic going on there. It's just absolutely ludicrous to have this kind of control over the population of the world. And they have it. And this is, again, I think what Trump is demonstrating. They shouldn't have it. We need to get out of the United Nations and get out quick or destroy what is this whole globalist cabal. Just a thought.
What's at stake? You know, I mean, you know, they have nothing to lose right now. And I keep asking myself, what else are they going to come up with? Like, what? How could they run this playbook again? Remember when Gloria Allred forged a yearbook or Avenatti paid off women to come forward and say that they were raped? I mean, they'll stop at nothing. Blasey Ford was lying through her teeth. We all know it.
Right.
They perpetuate this stuff, and yet Feinstein gets away with murder, you know, short-selling the markets while, you know, doxing Republicans. Schiff, you know, was basically, he's getting sued now for you know, basically wiretapping his adversaries in Congress, like Devin Nunes,
right.
Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal attorney. They'll stop at nothing, but yet they keep getting away with it. You know, that's the problem. This two levels, two standards of justice, you know, is really the biggest problem of all. And then we have this whole thing about adrenochrome that we can talk about as well with these celebrities. And was there tainted adrenochrome? Because it seems like
let's get into that. In fact, I wanted to bring that up a little bit later, but we can do it now. Explain to everybody what the adrenochrome is, because a lot of people don't understand why, you know, Nancy Pelosi can be so youthful. you might want to explain what adrenochrome is to people.
Well, I think it's sort of like, you know, like with Ellen DeGeneres, right? She's out there acting very strange. She's giving out she's doing card tricks that she gets wrong every time. And she got a 6, a 5, and a 6. Well, that adds up to 17. That stands for Q. So there's a lot of things going on there, you know, where just so happens that Tom Hanks has a typewriter with the name Corona on it. Madonna has a typewriter with the name Corona on it. She's talking about being out of pasta. You know, we know that pasta within the Pizzagate, is pasta stands for little boys.
Right.
And we know that she's, you know, into this weird stuff. She's been putting out one weird video after another. It's a disproportionate number of celebrities who live a recluse life as it is. They would be the least likely candidates to get this disease because they don't go out in public that much, you know, because they're celebrities.
Well, let's stop for a second with Tom Hanks and his wife. Clearly, they say they have a diagnosis. And then, you know, a week and a half later, they're fine. That isn't the way that, at least if I had it, that's not the way it played out with me. And if I hear what people are saying who so-called have had it through even television, this is something that takes weeks, and isolation is, you know, paramount. But none of what Tom Hanks says makes any kind of sense at all.
Right. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And not only that, but there was a barcode over the door that he was in. And Tory was talking about it being from Greenland. They did a barcode analysis. There was an expert that said that the barcode above that door is a military style government run door. So why would Tom Hanks be in Australia taking a photograph? And then he's taking photographs of these this Vita, this spread from Australia on some bread. Then you got Ellen with a face that looks like Wilson in the movie Castaway.
Vegemite,
right?
I think it's called.
What's that?
Vegemite.
Yeah, Vegemite. But then she's wearing a shirt that has the picture of Wilson's face. Now, we know that Wilson's face was blood. And we know that these celebrities were getting this thing called adrenochrome to euthanize their blood. I'm not euthanizing the death way. I mean youth blood.
Yeah, youthful.
Like blood transfusions and stuff. And this is how they were, some of the celebrities were trying to stay young. And what they were suggesting is maybe that they were running out of it, that they were taking this blood. And where does the blood come from? I don't know. Really, I'm not a doctor. But a lot of people think there's a Planned Parenthood body parts connection to all this, where you get this young blood, you drain these, children. You know, like we've all heard of stem cell research and things like that, and body parts being sold by Planned Parenthood. And the reason why all the left wants Planned Parenthood to continue is it's a factory of ingredients that, well, they say adrenochrome is a drug that comes out of Wuhan. They say that maybe the adrenochrome, this is a conspiratorial concept, but maybe the adrenochrome got tainted with COVID-19. The COVID-19 was potentially a weapon to warn the West. Because, see, one of the things, Paul, we have to understand is we're not the only ones that have a deep state. We know that John Brennan, James Comey, you know, Loretta, right, all these different people, Adam Schiff, Nadler, have a lot to hide. They're part of the deep state. They're corrupt as the day is long, and they're going after Trump like there's no tomorrow. In fact, I don't think Trump could find an adversary in Vladimir Putin or Xi Jinping more than he could find with Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler,
right,
Nancy Pelosi, James Comey, John Brennan, and James Clapper. Well, I don't think he can find.
Let's pause here for Xi Jinping. You know, and again, I know more than most, and I'm not going to discuss what I know intensely. But when Trump says that Xi Jinping is his friend, he means it. And he means it from the standpoint that Xi Jinping looks at Donald Trump as his friend.
Well, they're nationalists. They're not.
Exactly. And it's not only that, but what you're getting to is that China and all these other countries, they have their deep state that's working with our deep state. That's a fact.
That's right. And the globalists in Europe. And they're all complicit in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, here's the thing, too, is that James Woods is on top of this. I don't know if you read James Woods' tweets.
Yeah.
They're pretty damning. He says this. James Woods. How much time do we have, by the way?
We got plenty of time.
Okay, good.
I just control the commercials. They play or don't play.
Yeah, okay. Because right, I don't know your time clock, so I just keep talking. But James Woods, Asians are ruthless in war. Ask any American. This is James Woods, okay?
Right.
Or James Woods. Asians are ruthless in war. Ask an American who fought in World War II, in Korea, or in Vietnam. Could China have engineered this virus, high contagion, low lethality, as a warning to President Trump not to interfere with the cozy globalist trade deals arranged by Clinton and Obama? Okay, that's number one. And again, that wouldn't have been endorsed by Xi Jinping because he signed the deal. He didn't have to sign the deal. But there were a lot of people that didn't like phase one of the trade deal. Xi Jinping signed it. There are a lot of people that are angry with Xi Jinping about that. Now, Rising Serpent wrote this. He says, the Chinese have openly written about biochemical warfare as one of the means to defeat their enemies. Even if this this article by Chinese researchers from way back in 2007 alluded to the possibility of the next SARS coming, right? And then what James Woods wrote was this. He wrote, when we get beyond this horrid Wuhan coronavirus, there may be a great awakening. We may come to realize that both political parties are going from the same are gorging from the same trough. We may start to identify the good men and women who have broken with the old narratives of the ruling cartels. And so what he's suggesting is, and why you see so much dissent for Trump wanting to try this drug that seems to be so promising, right? This drug with hydroxychloroquine and erythromycin.
Erythromycin.
Success rate. So the idea here would be this, that New York is going to start rolling this out on tomorrow. And that's going to be a 7-day window. They say this thing can cure it in 6-7 days. You just put it in your mouth and you eat it. And it fixes you. It's 65 years in the making. It's been proven to be safe to humans.
Right.
And it's been proven to be 100% effective. There's numbers of people that are coming out saying they were cured by this drug. You better believe that the left is very scared right now, because they're going to call this the Trump drug when it works. And Trump is going to basically be the savior of the world, number one, through this drug. That's going to be one thing that can play out. The second thing is we have 7 days left in our 15-day quarantine. So we got 7 more days. That's April 1st, or give or take, right? So by April 1st, by the 1st of April, 2nd of April, whatever, you're going to have this quarantine behind us, and you're going to have this drug proven to be effective. They're going to call it the Trump drug that's going to save the world, and the left isn't going to know what hit them. But despite all that, they're going to say that Trump's rallies are still a health risk. You can't do the rally, Trump. You got to neuter that, because that's your big fun.
We can do a rally out here in New California for Trump.
Right.
Absolutely.
They're going to try to get in the way of those things, and they're going to advocate for mail-in to be safe than sorry. They're going to advocate for mail-in voting. And you know, and I know, that's a recipe
sure.
for fraud.
That's a California trick, of course.
But this economy is going to rebound as well. And that's another thing that they're trying to hype up. So what you're going to have is just like when people on the left fake a rape, or they'll say, I was raped, and when they weren't, you're going to have people saying, I got the virus, when they didn't. and it's going to be designed to tank the market because there's just a few things that they that are Trump's Achilles heel. Well, Trump has the world's greatest economy. They want to nix that. Trump has the world's greatest rallies. They want to get in the way of that. And then they need more voter fraud to win. And, you know, we know that Biden isn't a candidate that can speak for more than 7 minutes in coherent.
No, coherent. He really struggled yesterday. it was pretty sad, actually. And I think it's going to get sadder for him. Apparently, he was taking medication. I was told he was taking medication or he was being treated. That's what I was told. So, of course, treated means what? That, in other words, it's not going to bode well for Biden in the future. So that opens a door, some people are speculating, for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, whatever it takes, the only thing that could beat Trump is really voter fraud. I think that's the only thing that could beat Trump is fraud.
Right.
So they're trying to get there. They're trying to get there. But what's going to happen with this whole thing is as it plays out. But this whole adrenochrome thing is kind of interesting because it also lends itself to Jeffrey Epstein. We got Bill. There was a YouTube video that I was watching, Where We Go One, We Go All. And there's a picture of the Titanic and the white rabbit. And the white rabbit is the genotype of the adrenochrome. And we know for a fact that the celebrities have been taking this adrenochrome. We know also that adrenochrome comes from Wuhan, and we suspect that it's tainted. But the issue is this. There are facts that you can't deny, that John Podesta and Tony Podesta and Alex Podesta have weird taste in art.
Yeah.
We can't forget that President Obama, his presidential portraits were from a person that liked walking around with women, liked painting women walking around with heads in their hands. Remember that? With
yeah.
The lead?
Yeah.
Okay. Strange artist. Well, then you got Marie Bravanovich, right? She is good friends with Lady Gaga, Madonna, every celebrity in Hollywood practically. Now we just learned that even Harvey Weinstein got tested positive. I don't know how he did that. In Rikers, but there's a lot of this cabal going around, and you wonder what's really going on behind the scenes. There is this rumor going around that Ellen and DeGeneres and Tom Hanks have been arrested. I believe those are from fake databases. I don't think there's anything provably legitimate to those. So don't be caught in that. Do your research on that, but definitely things are happening with respect to these celebrities. I think that there is a lot of panic going on. And, you know, because when a celebrity acts like this is a big deal for them to actually be confined to their home, keep in mind that they have $10 million homes. Ellen DeGeneres has a jungle in her backyard. You know, there's people with pools and bowling alleys and bars and studios, and they can do all their work from home. They hardly ever go out because they don't like being bombarded by fans. So this isn't really a big deal for them. Yet they're coming out and doing these weird videos like Madonna was, or like Ellen is, or doing these weird tweets like Tom Hanks is. And there's got to be a reason behind it. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, there's no doubt that there's panic in these people right now. There's absolutely no doubt. And there's going to be more panic in the weeks ahead for them because, you know, especially like out here in California, New York and Illinois, they brought out the National Guard. And, of course, not only do we have in California the National Guard, but we also have Army regulars out here. At least a brigade at minimum has been deployed, and that's witnessed by a lot of people. And a lot of, you know, so there's a lot of things afoot, and quite frankly, deep state, watch out. You know, I've been advised very heavily that deep state is in trouble, and they're in trouble here in California in particular. And yeah, it's going to bring out the fears of these people, and you know, they are addicted to something like you're talking about, which is adrenochrome and other things, which you know,
it's over the spirit.
I'm not even going to go into the whole details of it all because it's just so outrageous. This has been something that I first learned about in the 80s, and I said this could not possibly be true, but over the years I found out, yes, it was true about the adrenochrome business. In Wuhan, in China, all of China for the most part, they deal in body parts, organ transfers and all this other good stuff. They kill people, we know this, just for their organs. You know, this is something that's been very well documented.
Harvesting through Planned Parenthood.
Exactly.
And Project Veritas looked into that. And you know about that movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas talked about adrenochrome in a big way. But there were several other movies that talked about it. And then you got this Marie Abramovich, right? Abramovich. And she painted this. I saw a video of her actually painting this. And it was with blood. And she says, with a sharp knife, cut deeply into the middle finger of your left hand. Eat their pain. Eat the pain. And that lends itself to spirit cooking. And there was an email through WikiLeaks that talked about, I think it was Tony Podesta was going to go, are you up for the spirit cooking event? Like, they were going to do spirit cooking. Spirit cooking is where you actually sacrifice a person's life.
Right.
Drink their blood. And there was a lot of celebrities, including George Soros' son and a whole host of other globalists, that were in on this stuff. And then you start to see these like weird tremors from Angela Merkel, you know, that you can only get through, you know, cannibalism. I mean, a lot of this, yeah, we could put the tinfoil hat on and call it conspiracy all you want, but it's worth a look. You know, they might say this is off the deep end. This is farce, you know, complete farce. But it's not, because there really was a picture of John Podesta. It wasn't fake. Of him wearing the number 14 on one hand, the fish on the other, and a Band-Aid on his left middle finger. And then you start to look around. There's photo after photo. Then you take a look at all the CEOs and over the last 60 days that have stepped down from their companies. There's a list of about 25 of them.
Right.
It's unprecedented. I mean, something is happening to where they're preparing for libel suits. They're preparing for the moment that they might go down. I think that that's why Bill Gates stepped aside, because his money is all the wrong places with respect to this pandemic. His money investments are. So he stepped down from Berkshire Hathaway and Microsoft. Why? Because if he gets sued, then they could get sued.
Yeah. Well, and of course, that's another thing. There's a lot of speculation going on around all these characters. And of course, the Bill Gates speculation has been going on for quite some time because of his connections for a lot of different reasons to vaccines and other things that he's been engaged in as a globalist. We all know this very, very well. And of course, some of his results have been terrible. In his experiments, it's like he's been trying to experiment on humanity and as a whole. The other part of it, though, Scott, is that what you're talking about is this is the reality of these people's lives, and this behavior has been going on in earnest on a globalist scale since, of course, the early 90s with Bill Clinton, and they've enjoyed this run. And how many people have been sacrificed and killed is beyond the pale. And this is why, you know, keep your children close to you, because these people actually are out there. They do abduct children. There's a lot of trafficking that goes on. I've been involved with it at the legal end of it. And I understand how this whole thing plays out. It is real, and it does happen. And the people don't necessarily understand that. But it is, and it happens on a massive scale that you wouldn't even believe. And they're getting caught up in this now. And this is part of what Donald Trump has done to them. There's no way out for them except to come out
and
for
be exposed. Those skeptics, right? They're skeptics that don't fully believe what we're saying, right?
Right.
And that's I appreciate that. I understand that. But let's look at Andrew Gillum. What kind of moral fiber do you have to do what he did, but yet run a city like Tallahassee and actually come 800,000 votes close to, or no, I was actually very close number. I don't know if it's 800.
Well, it was
votes
close, but you know, this is a, you point out something very important, because what was going on with Andrew Gillum to get so close was ballot harvesting. And
yes,
it was myself and a couple of other people who exposed that, because it was exposed in California at the Podesta Institute. Are you kidding me? No, it was at the Podesta Institute down there in San Jose, in which they had panels of people talking about how they tilted the election in 2016 in their favor through ballot harvesting. And that was caught on tape. We sent that to, actually, people in high places, who then turned it on Gillum's election, because they could see the ballot harvesting happening, and it followed the same prescription that we captured on videotape at this Podesta Institute. Yep. And you know, that's how they do these things. This Andrew Gillum should never have even been a candidate from the get-go, but the world, the globalists put him up to it, and they almost got him elected. It looks like a Nancy Pelosi.
Quoted and endorsed by all the Democrats.
Yep.
And this guy had no moral compass whatsoever. You look at Backpage, where they were peddling pedophilia. The owners of that thing went down with the FBI under Trump, but the owners of that donated to the Clinton Foundation. Then we know about NextVM. Like, we know that literally happened about a year and a half ago. How soon we forgot. But that involved the Bronfmans, the Seagramaires, right?
Right.
That involved people connected directly with Jeffrey Epstein, right? This was a sex cult, and they had three massive donation tables at a Hillary Clinton fundraiser in New York. Now, they had the three front tables, okay? Those are the biggest tables. Those are very expensive tables. And not only that, but Hillary Clinton was friends with these people. Then they have that connection with Hollywood. Then you have Jussie Smollett and his pipeline of prostitution going from Hollywood to Chicago. And you can go on with this. Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein, all the numbers of people, Ellen DeGeneres, Tom Hanks, all these people went to the island. Kevin Spacey, look at the deal he cut, right? I mean, this really did happen. And the same people that endorsed Me Too and tried to pin a bunch of stuff on Trump that Trump never did, and accused of Kavanaugh of doing these dastardly deeds and tried to ruin his life for power. Well, they and the same thing with Roy Moore in the Alabama Senate seat. They're the ones that are guilty of all this stuff. What they're guilty of, they tried to pin it on you.
Sure.
They did it with Russia hoax, Ukraine. They did it with all these different things. And so far today,
these are
the Bidens have never once
doing.
It held their hand up.
That all of us look at
sorry, I got a little problem going on here in my computer. You can
never
go ahead.
Their hand up. I thought you were breaking for a commercial. So
no. It's but okay. We're going to come up to a break. I actually do have to come up to a break here.
Never held their hand up. We're on a table.
Go ahead. You got about 30 seconds.
They never once testified under oath, is what I'm saying.
No, of course not. Why would they want to do that? They're going to do what they want to do. You know, that's part of the problem for them. We're talking to Scott Adams, and of course, we're talking about all this whole situation that's breaking right now that gets into the coronavirus. You know, what's with the coronavirus? And of course, we have our stories that we've been covering with the coronavirus. We first brought this out to everybody that this was the chloroquine is a great way to treat the coronavirus. And that came to us back in March by some of our citizen journalists who exposed the fact that this was actually genetically modified back in 1988 in Southern California at a certain location that we do know where it is, and that there was a cure. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. Nothing like a little slam dunk. Go with your Agenda 21 Radio coffee. That's what I'm doing right now. Enjoying that. Also enjoying the fact that Scott Adams is with us from the Scott Adams Show. And we're talking about the coronavirus. We're talking about all kinds of strange things, that adrenochrome, that sort of thing, which is pretty sick stuff, actually. You're only going to get it, you know, in real radio, like what you get on Red State Talk Radio. That's we tell you the truth. We get the information out to you. And, of course, Scott being the head of the animal, Red State Talk Radio, is on Monday through Friday live, starting at 8 a.m. East Coast time, just before Agenda 21 Radio comes on. Then we're followed by Tori says, and of course, this is, you know, you're just getting all the truth all the time out of Red State Talk Radio. So, Scott, this is, you know, playing badly for the deep state as we talk, because you've got now a cure for, really, it is a cure, something that came out of the Southern California laboratory in a very clandestine place that's not going to be named. Right now, anyway, I think that somebody's going to name it pretty soon. And the modification, and of course, the cure for it has always been known. And we sort of released the names to certain people. And now all of a sudden, everybody's saying, wait a minute, this is actually working. They're doing trials in France, and the French trials have been 100% accurate in success for this. That there's going to be a turnaround here very shortly on this whole pandemic, scamdemic, you call it a shamdemic, that's going on. And when that happens, Donald Trump is going to be large and in charge.
That's true. I think that the success of this drug, when it does become successful, which I believe it will, we'll learn more, we'll know, by around the 1st of April, maybe the first week in April. And we'll know for sure that this drug is a solution to the problem and that people will not die once they realize that they can buy this affordable drug. This drug, I have a contact in Peru. They said they bought this drug for $9, a series of them. They bought like a packet of like six for $9. It was that cheap in Peru. He lives in Lima, Peru. But what's interesting too is the mixed messaging. And I think that's just to keep the media at bay, because Trump is playing that has to play the media so as much as he plays everything else, you know, like Peter Alexander, that reporter that tried to like drum up fear, and Trump gave him a what for. You know, basically Trump's rallies have become Trump press conferences, and Rachel Maddow has been crying up the blues and saying Trump's lying, Trump's, you know, whatever. They're trying to make it, they want to control the narrative that there's fear to tank the market, you know, which the market will likely tank today. And all these things are going to happen. They're Armageddon, and they want to win an election. They're doing this for power. And when this drug works and the quarantine ends, and we realize that as the cases increased because of the injection of testing, because we had 5-6 days of backlog testing, right? So the number of cases goes up, but the number of deaths goes down. That's going to be a below 1% death rate. That's going to be much, much different than what all the so-called experts were talking about. Fauci will be proven wrong. Even Deborah Birx will be proven wrong. And WHO was wrong all along, because January 24th, WHO said this was not going to be transferred through human to human. Well, they were wrong. March 11th, they come out and call it a pandemic. 2 days later, Trump actually calls a national emergency. He did it quick. He also did the travel bans quick. So he's been leading the world on different, you know, moves that he's been making. But as this thing starts to go, you still have Steve Mnuchin yesterday talking about corona quarantine will last 12 weeks, 10 to 12 weeks. Now that is different than the trajectory that I think will happen. Sure. But I think that, and I think Trump knows, and he tweeted out, Trump actually tweeted out, and he said this. He said that the drug, let's see if I could find it, but basically he was talking about this drug that it could be a game changer, right? That a lot of drama can change. And so he was talking about, if this drug proves what it can prove, that New York is going to start using it tomorrow, we'll know in 6-7 days, by the time the quarantine is ended, around the 1st of the April, we'll know whether or not what our new trajectory is. And our new trajectory could be get back to work, let's get back to normalcy. There's a drug if you get sick, but wear a mask, wear gloves to work, to try to prevent it, you know, from happening, right? And so it's a war of ideas. It's a war where the left is trying to use this and politicize it and win an election. And Trump is trying to find a cure. And I think that the truth and the cure and the will to be safe and get back to normal from the people will prevail. I think that the deep state is going to have a huge hill to climb to try to carry this out the way they put it out on the playbook.
Well, you know, I wanted to clarify something because there's a disease known as Kuru, and it's a disease that it's called the shakes. Also, sometimes the word itself means to shake. And it's a very rare, incurable, and fatal neurodegenerative disorder that was formerly common among the four people of the Papua New Guinea tribes. Kuru is a form of transmissible spongiform encephalopathy caused by the transmission of abnormally folded proteins, or prion proteins as they're called, which, you know, I'm not going to get into the biochemistry of that, which leads to symptoms such as tremors and loss of coordination from neurodegeneration. The term Kuru derives from the four-word Kuru, to shake, due to the body tremors that are classic symptoms of the disease. And, of course, this is a disease that you get when you are cannibalizing individuals. And it's kind of interesting because this thing is transmissible. Are you ready for this? For over 50 years. Yeah, but it has an incubation period of over 10 to 50 years. And it just so happens in 2010 that the last known cases of this disease, after it was discovered in 1957, stopped because the people of New Guinea were, you know, boiling and eating their ancestors. That was just part of what they did. So people would get this kuru. And, of course, it's long been speculated that the tremors that you see, like with Nancy Pelosi, has been kuru.
Angela Merkel.
Kuru.
Yeah. Angela Merkel also had the tremors. You know, and then let's just talk about, like, there was a video floating around, lots of videos, I mean, where you get these Chinese people eating live mice out of bushes and off of plates. They're squirming around mice. They're eating them live. It's unbelievable. You know, that, and you wonder, it's like, yeah, of course you're going to spread a virus. You're eating mice.
Yeah, live,
you know,
mice.
Like bats.
Yeah, like bats, you know, that scurry around and get, you know, all kinds of weird diseases like, you know, what's that really bad one that you get with dogs?
Rabies?
Rabies.
Yeah. Here, let me just say this, too, before we run out of time. It says, Trump said, we cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself.
That's correct.
At the end of the 15-day period, we will make a decision as to which way we want to go. And I know that what he's talking about is he's going to base it on the death rate and the, you know, the caseload and the success of this drug that's being tried out in New York City. And I said, bingo. Real Donald Trump knows exactly what the media and the Democrats are trying to do. A lot is hinging on how well the anti-malaria drug performs in New York, where testing starts this week.
Well, yeah. And, you know, the other thing is that, you know, if you noticed, it was last Tuesday that they had that little disagreement, I think it was Tuesday, with Fauci and Trump, and Trump came out and basically admitted that the drug is there and it's looking to be very successful in other places. And Fauci came out and, of course, said, no, that's not really the case. You have to have trials and all this other stuff, which has kind of played itself out even over the weekend in some of the weekend shows where Fauci was being pitted against Donald Trump in his assumptions. And, of course, Fauci, you got to remember his connect the dot to Fauci is, of course, the deep state. He's was appointed by Obama, and he's deeply connected to, of course, the woman that stands behind him all the time. She's also somebody from the deep state, and she's connected to the United Nations, and she's connected to, are you ready for this, the Ukraine. Actually, we're going to be talking about this in the next hour, the connect the dot between Fauci and all these other globalists that are standing right there side by side with Donald Trump and keeping everybody quiet about the Ukraine. That you know, the Bidens and the Ukraine, it's just not going to go away, is it, Scott?
No, it's not. And you saw the email that Fauci sent to Cheryl Mills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it when this happens, don't you?
That.
You see, you've got to be able to expose the deep state. And Donald Trump, boy, I'll tell you, he's very creative about exposing the deep state, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Anyway, Scott, tell us how we can get a hold of you when your show's on and all that good stuff.
ScottAdamsShow.com, RedStateTalkRadio.com, just before the great Paul Preston. And we have a great lineup going on at Red State, so tune in.
Yeah, it's the best in radio, and everybody's tuning in. All right, Scott, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, anyway, Scott Adams here on the Agenda 21 radio show, and we really appreciate Scott's input. And, you know, I'm sorry, this maybe some of the discussion that we had today was a little bit deeper than most, but if you're going to fix the deep state, you have to have these kind of discussions, even about kuru. It's called funerary cannibalism. I want you to think about that. Anyway, we got a lot of things coming up in the next hour, so stay with us. Remember to visit our websites, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com and NCS51. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.